Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And someone just brought me some donut holes, which are absolutely phenomenal. And he now just is officially the sunshine of my life. Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. It's always Sonny's here.
You know, it's a good Friday morning.
Oh,
here,
my goodness.
Having all the fun, playing all the good tunes.
Yes.
Miss Meg told me that the way to the DJ's heart is through Sonny's cinnamon sugar donut holes.
You got it. You have won me over.
It smells amazing in here. Normally,
oh,
I smell like barbecue,
y'all.
But I smell like fresh fried donut holes. And
these are, okay, so when I think of donut holes, I usually think of sort of a clump of dough. Okay. Not the case here.
No.
I put one in my mouth, and it was heaven. I'm not saying this just because Eldon's here.
Yeah.
But it is so soft, and it was like warm, and then you have the sugar and the cinnamon on the outside, and then there's this whipped cream?
Yeah, the whipped cream. So that's
cinnamon,
actually...
Cinnamon sugar side yeah. soft. Yeah. Y'all.
That's actually what is served so with our good. Peach cobbler egg rolls. And I did promise you last week to bring the peach cobbler egg rolls that are on the new spring menu.
Yes.
But... they've been selling like hot peach cobbler egg rolls.
There you go.
Not hot cakes, hot peach cobbler egg rolls.
Okay.
And so they sold out last night. And so they were making fresh ones this morning for lunch. And so I said, you know what? I didn't have much time. I was at Good Morning Pensacola with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce out at City Hills.
Oh, that's right. That was today.
So we had the breakfast out there. So I was out there this morning shaking hands, and there was no babies this one. Last time there was some babies there, so didn't kiss no babies this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a good time with the chamber this morning, and
excellent.
I said, I gotta get these done for Meg. I promised her food this morning, and I can't be not bringing her the food that I promised.
So. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know how good the peach cobbler egg rolls are. But these are
equally as good, if not better.
And tell me, you said if you order through your app,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so this week, if you don't know, Sonny's Barbecue has an app, so you can go to, that was a great face. Why doesn't radio have television, all right? Ooh. So, if you go and download the Sonny's Barbecue app, so you can go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, we have a rewards app there, so you can sign up for that. And then you can this weekend through Sunday night, it's been all week, but through Sunday night, we are doing a free order of the cinnamon sugar donut holes.
They're so good.
And they're normally served with a sweet tea glaze.
Oh.
So I did a little, I did a little spin because we had some of those cinnamon sugar whipped creams ready to
good.
Go. So I didn't have time to make the sweet tea glaze.
Well, you're forgiven this time.
I know.
As I'm in heaven.
It's an easy way to make friends by bringing barbecue. It may be an easier way to make friends by bringing
cinnamon
sugar donut holes.
You could bring them to work.
Yeah.
You could bring them to the office,
yeah.
Especially on a Friday. Everybody's heading into the weekend.
Great
maybe
way
to pick me up. A little something after lunch, even. So.
And we don't open officially until 10:45, so it may not be the best thing for breakfast first thing, but swing through, grab them in the drive-thru, and see us. Barbecue and donut holes. Who knew?
Who knew? Well, speaking of driving through and stopping by, maybe we should talk about where all the Sonny's are located
in
our area.
Talk about that. We got our four locations that serve the news radio listenership, and so we will start in our Pace location, Pace, Florida. It's there in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Then we have our 9th Avenue store that's tucked there behind the AutoZone just south of Creighton Road.
Mm-hmm.
Our Navy Boulevard location just at the end of Highway 98, just north of the NAS Pensacola main gate. And then our Shelley Road location, which is technically right off of Pine Forest Road just south of I-10.
Okay, great. Yeah. So you have lots of places that you can check it out.
And they all have drive-thrus.
Excellent.
So you can swing through any day of the week from 10:45 to 9:30 or 10 o'clock on the weekend, on Friday and Saturday night, 10 o'clock in our area. And grab that slow smoke barbecue. Don't forget those donut holes or peach cobbler egg rolls. And Mondays on the drive-thru, you buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches, which is a great deal.
That is a great deal. Yeah. Super, super. And also, it's this Friday and Saturday you
tomorrow,
have a great deal, too.
Tomorrow, we got a great deal. Kids and grandkids eat free on Saturdays.
You can't beat that.
It's a great deal.
It's a great
deal. They love that mac and cheese, the kids' baby back ribs.
Oh, sure.
Hot dogs, and grilled hot dogs. So, yeah, bring the kids out on Saturdays. Treat them to that barbecue meal. I know we used to do it all the time. We lived close to the Shelley Road location when my kids were little. We were there at least two times a month, you know.
Well, and there's something to be said.
Taking advantage of the great deal.
I know for the kids that they'd love to be able to have ribs because then they pick up the ribs, then they get that barbecue sauce all over their face. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. It's like fun to eat.
Do you think just the kids like to do that?
Well, the kids at heart, should
yes,
I say?
Yes, I'm a Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up, as
yes,
they say.
Yeah, but you can't beat it. It's just so good.
No, so there's great deals Mondays and Saturdays. And then, of course, download that app. That's where you're going to get the most rewards. Mm-hmm. We're always throwing out, you know, free drinks and free appetizers. You get points when you purchase, you know, with your rewards app. So you can keep track of every purchase that you make. So you build, you know, loyalty points. There's been talk about getting enough rewards points and being able to win a schooler.
Oh wow. There's your schooler?
Not mine. Sonny's schooler.
I was going to say, yeah, what's happening?
The price point on the schooler is $30,000. And so that's the hard line. I've been asked many, many times, you know, so if all somebody wants it, it's that much, and then we'll probably donate some of that to a good cause or something. Find something to spread the love. If somebody's willing to ante up and pay the $30,000 for the schooler, you know, some things are just sentimental and they need a high price point, right? You know,
sure.
So,
okay.
If you say so, right?
Yes. If you just joined us, talking with Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question for Eldon about the menu, about Sonny's, 850-437-1620. And we do have a question that just came in. Okay. And this is from our buddy Stefan, who's coming up right after
coming right up on the boat show.
Yes. Okay, his question, what is the difference between a pulled pork and a sliced pork?
Great question. So sliced pork is actually cut off of the collar. Mm-hmm. So the collar on the pork shoulder, which is also referred to as the butt. Mm-hmm. So there's a piece on there that's called the money muscle. So we take off the money muscle, and those are smoked individually. And then the pulled pork, you can either do the whole butt or just the other part of the butt that is not the money muscle, and that gets pulled. So sometimes they can be the same, but it's just the style of how you cook it. And then how you prepare it also.
Is one more shredded than the other in a way?
So the pulled pork is shredded. Mm-hmm. The sliced pork comes off the same part. It's just the difference in how you prepare it.
Prepare it, okay.
You know, it's basically smoked the same way. It's just you treat it just a little bit different. So it's very close. So the sliced pork, the piece that the sliced pork comes from can also be pulled pork. But a lot of people used to at Sonny's, they used to do pork steaks many moons ago.
Oh gosh.
And so that's something that's coming also. So basically it's just the whole butt that gets sliced into steaks with a saw because it cuts the bone out. So when you smoke a pork butt properly, that shoulder blade bone just pulls right out. And so, but yeah.
That sounds good. Okay.
Basically the same part. It's just difference in how you treat it.
Great question. Yeah. And if you have a question for Eldon, 850-437-1620. So Sonny's Barbecue, I love how you switch up the menus throughout the year. So now we've got a new spring menu. So talk about the spring menu.
Just kicked off this week. The spring menu kicked off. One of the things that are on there is those peach cobbler egg rolls. Hopefully I can bring those in next week.
Okay.
You're going to get the double treatment, right? It just... our loss, your win, not our loss. You know, it's a win because we sold out. That's great.
Yes,
it is. It's a hot item. So if you've not had those peach cobbler egg rolls, it's going to be on the menu for about 3 months. So.
Well, I'm going to need the donut roll from now. So you go ahead.
Go right ahead.
No, you talk.
That's the reason why I brought you a whole bunch. Well, and to share too.
Okay.
So everybody in the station can
spring
have
menu.
Some. Spring menu.
Spring menu.
We always have the donut holes on the menu. So those are available all the time year round. The peach cobbler egg rolls, that is a dessert that we have for the spring menu. Something else that's exciting is the new peach barbecue sauce that we have. So we can get those tossed in your wings. We actually do it on the barbecue chicken. This chicken is smoked, and then we baste it in the peach barbecue sauce, and then grill it on the grill. So it gets a little bit of a char flavor. It's phenomenal. So that's a great way. If you love our barbecue chicken, this is a fun little upgrade to it, a little spin to the regular barbecue chicken. So excited about that. Our wings, you can get that tossed in that peach, our slow smoked wings, which are honestly probably the best wings around. Like, mm-hmm. if you've not had them, you got to try our wings. They're, toss them in really that peach good. Barbecue sauce. I had some 2 days ago with the peach barbecue sauce. Phenomenal. It's got a little bit of heat on the back end, so it's like sweet heat. It's such a good balance. So,
Sounds great.
It's not too spicy because I'm not a very spicy guy. So, mm-hmm. I am spicy, but not that kind of spicy.
Okay, we'll leave that one alone.
I mean, the fringe shirt, the hat, mm-hmm. the sheen, that's what I meant. That's what
I meant. Yeah. Well, we got a question too. It says, actually a comment, which is very nice. It says, my favorite at Sunny's is half smoked chicken, baked beans, and a salad with the in-house ranch.
There you go.
See?
Our ranch is so good.
Mm-hmm. All kinds
Our ranch
options.
Is very good. House made, so mm-hmm. made in-house. Can't say homemade because that's not official. Okay. Nobody lives there. But it is house made,
very
pretty
good.
Much every day, you know. So they're making fresh batches of it. So it's very, very good. If you've not had our ranch, and it's perfect for dipping those wings in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the other new sauce that we have is a golden barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
And so we have a new sandwich. So we have a golden barbecue sauce sandwich, and just pro tip, me personally, how I live my life, extra pickles. I'm just saying, any chicken sandwich needs extra pickles. I just, mm-hmm. this is how I roll. So you can get that golden barbecue chicken tender sandwich on garlic bread. I would order it with it.
What is the golden sauce now? That just sounds yummy.
So it is a mixture. I can't give away the full recipe because, you know, company secrets and, mm-hmm. you know, all that. Not that we're Coca-Cola or anything, but it is a mixture of our mustard sauce and our original barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's an interesting
and
combination.
And so then there's a few other things that are in there that I can't disclose.
Mm-hmm. Is it hot or is it mild?
It is not hot.
Okay.
It's not. It's a little tangy because mm-hmm. it's got the mustard sauce in it. So it's very good. So you can get that chicken tender, that golden chicken tender sandwich. You can get that on your... you can get that on your chicken wings also. And so mm-hmm. that's part of what we're going to give away. Little plug for later in the show.
Do you want to do that now or you want to wait?
Should we do it now?
Sure, why not?
Time always flies so fast.
You're so good.
All right.
Tell us what you have to give away this
morning.
All right,
so we're giving away a platter of our slow smoked chicken wings, and you can get it tossed in whichever sauce you want. My recommendation, personally, is to do half of the peach barbecue sauce and half of the golden barbecue sauce. And if you have an office... and you want to treat your employees, this mm-hmm. is a perfect one to win, to sample it, maybe do it for lunch one day, a little afternoon snack. Today is an employee appreciation day also, by the way.
Oh, is it?
So shout out to all the Sunny's employees who work so hard day in and day out, slow smoking that barbecue that all of our customers love so much. And, you know, just want to applaud them. We got some internal stuff going on to celebrate all of our team members.
Oh, that's really great.
And so excited about that. And doing some things for them today.
So thank you so much to everybody at Sunny's.
Yeah.
Really appreciate
great,
all that
great
you do.
Great team here locally and proud to be a part of the team. And I do my part, they do their part, and it all works together.
Well, we appreciate you, Eldon, because if you haven't been on Facebook lately, I think Eldon and Sunny's is at every charitable community event in this area. Really, I'm not just saying that.
I miss a lot, too. There's always so much stuff going on in Pensacola.
It's amazing.
Get to them all,
but
so.
You do a great job, and we appreciate you for all that
absolutely.
You do.
Glad,
you can't miss him. Can't miss him. He's got his cowboy hat on and his red shirt with fringe.
Spicy.
So. Spicy. It's that's
spicy.
Right. All right, back to the giveaway.
All right. Let's make it easy.
Okay.
It's spring. Good number for spring. What? Four?
It's up to you, bud.
Yeah, we'll go
up
with four. Fourth person to text in, Peach.
Ah, okay.
Peach. Fourth person to text in, Peach.
Fourth person to call in, text in, Peach. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. P-E-A-C-H.
Spell it out. Now backwards.
H-C-A-E-P.
Here we go.
All right.
It's pretty easy.
Not bad.
But don't have to text it in backwards.
No, just text it in regular.
Fourth person's going to win that platter of slow-smoked wings. And talk about a couple of our other new menu items that are part of the spring menu. We are continuing the prime rib sandwich that has been a huge hit with so many people. So we're going to continue that as a special. So the prime rib sandwich is staying on the menu through the spring, and we're excited about that. It's people have been loving that one. It is delicious with that horseradish sauce. We also have brought back the brisket grilled cheese. And if you've not had the brisket grilled cheese, it's garlic toast with some cheddar. And then this chopped brisket is mixed with a queso. And so that is a delicious one. That used to be my favorite.
Wow.
That was my go-to. You know, it was on the menu for a long, long time. They took it off for the wintertime. They put it back on for spring. But when I worked at the butcher shop, we often ate Sonny's. Because it was right there, and brisket grilled cheese was my go-to. Count on that one being a great sandwich. So
sounds
not
fantastic.
Had it, give it a shot. Again, that golden tender barbecue chicken tender sandwich, extra pickles, personal recommendation.
Okay.
Yep. And right. Then we got a winner.
We've got a winner.
Right.
Are you ready? Drum roll. Congratulations to Mike Williamson, who is now the winner.
All right. Congratulations, Mike.
Of a platter of wings, smoked wings. So congratulations.
Yep.
And you can pick that certificate up here at the station. I'll send you an email, quick text shortly.
And my phone number is on the certificate also. If you call me when you pick that up, I'll personally make the delivery. Look at there.
Did you hear
hat
that?
Hat and shirt and all.
Wow. How fun. I love that.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful prize. So congratulations, Mike. And thanks to we got a bunch of texts this morning, Allison. So thank you to everybody that texted in. Boy, we got a bunch. So we really appreciate you listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel right here on News Radio 92.3. So Eldon, what have we not talked about? We've only got a few minutes left now.
Oh, goodness. I haven't finished talking about the menu. We had the candy bacon mac and cheese that was on there.
Right. And that's not
the
there
winter.
Now.
And
right.
It's not there now, but we've replaced it with a hot link mac and cheese with a sweet cornbread crumble.
Oh, my goodness.
And then with a little drizzle of barbecue sauce. So the hot link is something that we have, a smoked hot link. So It's a jalapeno cheddar hot link. And that's what I used when I just, shameless plug, won third place at the Sonny's Barbecue
Yay!
Spirit of 68 cook-off, which was a great time. And, you know, so that hot link sausage on the mac and cheese is diced up. The cornbread crumbles, it gets, so it's our cornbread, it gets chopped up, and then it gets toasted, and it's these sweet little crunchy morsels of cornbread. It's very good, very, very good. So that's a great one to try. We've also brought onion rings back onto the menu.
Oh, you do? I love your onion rings.
We
those
have
are
the
so
onion
good.
Rings, and they're sprinkled with our pork rub, so it's got that little extra pop, and then we also have cheese curds on the menu now.
Okay, you got to stop it. It's only almost 10 o'clock.
Only
everybody's going to be starving
ticking.
At this point.
Sonny's
starving.
Opens at 10:45, line
Thank
up at
you
the
very
door
much. Yes.
And at the drive-thru.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll be ready to serve you.
That sounds great. Well, this spring menu sounds amazing. It really does. And you also cater. So in addition to the drive-thru,
yep.
having the app, with the app you can get the free donut holes. And now you also have catering as
yep.
well, right?
So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. So we can do pickup. So if you need to just swing in and pick up lunch for 10 or more people, we can definitely accommodate. We can accommodate guests of 6 or 7. But for our traditional catering menu, it's 10 people. So you're going to get your best bulk deal in that aspect. So you drive a little bit of a bargain. So if you're close and you need 8 people, you have 8 people, I would say go ahead and bump on up to 10, get a little leftovers. You know, it's never
yeah.
bad to have leftover.
Well, and there's always that one guy that goes through the line first.
There's not
that,
often. Little,
the piles on.
There's not often leftover barbecue.
I'm thinking probably not. No, probably
not. And, you know, so that we have the pickup option, then we have a delivery option, so you can schedule that. Ideally, we get 48 hours notice so our team can be ready. We can have a delivery driver set up and ready to go for you. You know, so we can send out the barbecue. Our team will get it slow smoked and ready in the morning. Sometimes people need a little bit earlier delivery than what is, you know, available on our website. So you can contact our stores directly. You can reach out to me directly, Eldon Scott, on Facebook, Elden Scott, Scott, or my phone number is 850-418-3331. Or just text Meg at 850-437-1620.
Yes, sir.
And she'll make sure you get my phone number.
Yeah, I can do that for sure. I can do that. But you also have banquet halls. Like if you had a group, you had a company meeting, you want to make it a little more interesting and take everybody to lunch.
Absolutely.
That's a great thing to do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, our 9th Avenue location, we can host up to 40 people there, and we can do off menu, we can do banquet style. Banquet style gets everybody fed quicker. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're trying to have a meeting, typically that works out better, so you're not having to back and forth. But some people, we hosted a 80th birthday party, and they, you know, they had about 30 people they wanted to do off menu, so it does take a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you know, it's but if that's what you want to do, we'll accommodate that. Typically anything over about 15 people, it's best to do it off a buffet style. So mm-hmm. we'll prepare whatever proteins and sides that you'd like to have, and we can have them ready for you there to eat, and it makes it much quicker. So
well, that sounds great. That
some,
sounds really
some people
good.
Don't like to spend 2 or 3 hours. You know, some people want to get fed, and if you have a meeting agenda to get mm-hmm. through, it just works better. So,
well,
but we're always accommodating.
Mm-hmm. One of the best endorsements is that you had Sonny's for your daughter's wedding, right?
Yeah, we did. That slow smoke brisket carved right on the line. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it gets any better than that.
Right.
And so barbecue meatballs. We do have things on our catering menu that aren't necessarily on our everyday menu.
That's right. Is prime rib on there? Is that what you had
prime
said?
Prime rib yes. is on there. Okay. Yep. So we can do prime rib. The barbecue meatballs, those smoked barbecue meatballs, those are always a hit. Buffalo chicken dip, a smoked buffalo chicken dip. I've never taken that anywhere and didn't have people go, oh my gosh, this is the best buffalo dip that I've ever had. It's so good. And so if you're having an event, a catering, March Madness, you're having a watch party.
Yes, this would be perfect for a watch party.
I always bet on Gonzaga winning.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
do
not
you?
A basketball guy. I started doing the brackets a couple years back, and so I'm like, and they got me to the second round a couple years back. So you know what? I don't have a basketball team, but go Zags.
Go Zags. Is that their mascot?
I don't know. I just
Zags.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that may not be
good.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds spicy, Meg.
Sounds spicy. True. Well, Eldon, it's always a pleasure to have you. It's always sunny here in the studio. We've got just a minute or two left. What would you like to?
Real quick. Yeah. We have that banquet room at the Navy Boulevard location. Hosts up about 65, comfortably up to 75. We pack it in. But then also the catering. So we do set up and serve. So actually we have two big ones going on today. Santa Rosa Shooting Center with DOT. There's a great youth program that DOT helps sponsor. So we're actually doing box lunches for them out there today.
Oh, how nice.
At PSC, we got a big catering going on. We're doing hamburgers and hot dogs for a bunch of people at PSC today. I got an event with Florida Power and Light after this with ARC Gateway, taking the food truck out there, doing some sandwiches and chips. You know, we try to accommodate and meet our customers where we need. We're known for slow smoke barbecue, but we want to be known even more so for our Southern hospitality and taking care of our customers. And that's what we love to do. So it's always a pleasure to do that. Did I get it all in?
You did great. Whew. This is Eldon Scott
My
with
goodness.
Sonny's Barbecue, and it's going to be a great weekend. Thank you so much for my donut holes this morning. Delicious.
You're welcome.
Your number one more time.
All right. Obviously, you can find us at sonnysbarbecue.com or any of our locations. You can find those on the Googles. And then my number, 850-418-3331.
You're listening to...
All right. Thank you.
All right.